Welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast featuring exclusive content and interviews with leaders in the WordPress community, covering everything from development to integrating your digital marketing strategy with WordPress. Join host David Vogelpohl of WP Engine and special guests from across the community as they keep you up to speed on the latest advancements in WordPress. Let's get started.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This. As a reminder, you can follow me on Twitter at WPDavidV, and of course, you can subscribe to Press This on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, or download the latest episodes at WMR.fm. In this episode, I'm really excited for this one. We're going to talk about how women and teenagers in Africa, particularly in Nigeria, are using WordPress to thrive. And joining us for that conversation from How Do You Tech, I'd like to welcome to Press This, Mary Jobe. Mary, welcome to Press This.
Hi, baby. Thank you for having me on this show. I'm so excited to be here too.
I'm so glad you're here, and I want to thank you for joining us later in the day, your time there in Nigeria. What city are you in there, Mary?
I'm currently in Ajibode. It's 6:10 p.m. here right now.
All right. So not too bad here while we record this episode, but still later in the day, so thank you for that. For those listening, though, what Mary's going to go into today is her work around Uwani Hub, and her incredible story of helping to equip and empower underrepresented population of women and teenagers living in rural and low-income households in Nigeria around computer and internet technology and research skills, but also how to build with WordPress. And so I thought this was an incredible story of Mary's and thought I'd have her on the show to tell us all about it. Mary, I'm going to start with the question, though, that's a little more general. It's the same question I ask every guest. It was actually also asked of you if you have a WordPress.org profile, but I was wondering if you could tell us your WordPress origin story. When was the first time you used WordPress?
Okay, great. So the first time I used WordPress, I was in 2012. It's actually on my WordPress.org profile. And I remember thinking to myself, oh my God, I'm just trying to write, you know, I was just trying to blog then. I was like, this software is complicated. I think I better find something else. And then I went to UpPages and Blogspot, Blogger. The blog is still there for sentimental reasons. But I discovered WordPress again in 2015 during my internship in Ghana for my master's program. And I remember my uncle telling me, oh, but our site, it's an NGO that I volunteered for. Like, our site is built on WordPress. I'm like, really? You could use WordPress to build a site? I didn't know that. I thought you could only use WordPress to blog. I didn't realize you could use it to build a site. So I delved right in and I was like fascinated, like, wow, oh my God, why didn't I take the time to actually learn how this works the first time I discovered it? Maybe I would have been a deep developer or designer by then. But that's how I got into WordPress. That's how I discovered WordPress, and I have not looked back ever since.
Oh, fantastic. What were you studying in your master's program? Was it related to the web or was it unrelated?
It was related. It was information management.
Okay, so not too far.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool. You said this was 2015 when you discovered you could make websites with WordPress?
Yes, it was 2015 that I discovered I could do that with WordPress. I was surprised.
All right. Well, for me, 2010 was when custom post types and custom meta fields came out. And like, I feel like in the 2007 range, when like widgets and short codes were released, like that was the time frame when I think like WordPress was like known for building websites. But of course, we all have our different journeys there. So it's interesting to hear about yours. Now you're currently working at a company called How Do You Tech, and particularly with the paid memberships pro product. So could you tell us a little bit about what you do there?
Okay, yes. So I currently work full time at Paid Memberships Pro. It's not in conjunction with How Do You Tech. How Do You Tech is my side also that I started before I started working for Paid Memberships Pro. Paid Memberships Pro is a membership plugin, very popular in the WordPress space. It's the plugin you could use to turn your site into a membership website, right? And I work as a support engineer there. I'm going on 2 years now. And to tell you, I think this has been one of my best experiences in WordPress because of the people that I work with. I think I was very fortunate that as my first remote job, I found myself in the midst of people who are so open to sharing and lifting you up and, you know, encouraging you to grow. So that has actually done a lot for me and the way I think so far. Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. I haven't gotten the opportunity to get to know really anyone over there other than you. So I'm going to have to do a little research after this. I know we have customers, of course, on the WP Engine platform that find success with Paid Memberships Pro, but to hear you paint a picture of the team, that's sounded really awesome. I'll have to do a little bit more digging. Maybe I have a connection I don't realize.
You should.
yeah, definitely. Thank you for that. So apologize for getting the how do you tech part wrong, but maybe you could tell us a little bit about how do you tech and exactly what the backstory is there.
Okay. So how did that came to being when, like I said, I discovered WordPress in 2015, and then in 2016, somebody asked me to build their site, and then, you know, I started researching. It's good to note that before this time, like, my first degree has nothing to do with computer science, actually. Like, I didn't even know what HTML was in 2015 or 2016. That's how, you know, deep it goes. But So because of my fascination with computers and the internet, so I actually opened my first email in 2002. I just finished secondary school, the what you call high school over there. And I was always so fascinated by the web. You know, for me, it was always like, oh, wow. At first, I did it for fun, right? I always wanted to be an HR person, manage people because I like managing people. And then in 2015 and 2016, I realized, I think I'm trying to chase the wrong field. Well, maybe not really wrong, but why am I trying to do this if I'm good at getting answers on the web, right? Because I get people calling me and asking me, Mary, how do I do this? How do I do that? So when I was looking for a company name to register officially, I'm not functioning as a freelancer anymore. By then, I was already good with building sites, designing sites, well, not the coding part then, but designing websites, I was good at that. So a friend of mine said, why are you looking for a name? You already have a name. How do you tech? People are always asking you, how do they do this and that in tech? So how do you tech is a good name. And that's how the name stuck. And I actually like it. And right now, how do you tech is registered in Rwanda and registered in Delaware in the US, as well as here in Nigeria.
That's fantastic. And it's kind of a precursor to some of the work you started doing with Iwani in a way through the nature of helping others to learn. And to you know, be able to use technology for their benefit. So thank you for the how do you tech story. That was interesting to hear that kind of backstory there. So Iwani Hub, though, this is something you also created. So could you tell us a little bit about what Iwani Hub is? What is your mission, and what does Iwani stand for?
Okay, so this is actually also a very funny story. So when I formed RGTech, I was working in Lagos in automobile, and, you know, working 9-to-5 jobs was more like 9-to-9 anyway. And then having to go to the office was quite a lot. I wanted to really focus on building a business online. So I had to leave the job, and then I decided to move back to where I'm from, which is the Jebu Motion. So Iwani Hub is in the Jebu Motion. And when I moved back here, my parents have a village hotel here, Charlottetown, very large compound. So I thought to myself, oh, they have a room, a spare room, which they used to use for the bar that was not being used anymore. So I said, okay, why don't I make this space my office space? Because then I remember my mom was worried. Even my dad was worried, like, oh, wait, what do you mean you want to work from home? Like, we don't understand that concept, you know. Like, you mean you can actually work from home? Like, yeah, you can work from home. So I decided to turn one of the rooms into my office space. I did that, and then I thought, why am I turning this into an office space? This could actually be a space where I give back to the community where I'm from. This could actually be a hub where I teach people how to use computers, right? Teach women and girls how to use computer. And for me, that was a turning point. So the name Iwani came from my dad's mom. My dad doesn't know his mom, right? I think the stories that she died at childbed, and he was really, it was like maybe 2 or 3 years old then. So he doesn't even really know her name per se. They call her Uwani, right? That's what he calls her. So Uwani was like, okay, fine. Let me name the orb after my grandmother that I never met. And I did take a trip to our town, actually, I think in 2016 or 17. It's somewhere in the north, in the far north. I did take a trip there, and it was actually very interesting and eye-opening, because getting there, nobody could speak English, and I couldn't speak Hausa, which is like the local language there. And so I had to get somebody on the phone to translate everything I said. But all the older people were looking at me like they were seeing somebody that they know, you know. And I discovered some of my cousins, and, you know, it was fascinating. So I felt, okay, what Uwani for me was like, okay, yeah, this is perfect. Let me name the up after my grandmother that I never met.
So that's, going to say, that's a really, I think, interesting story. So like you saw this opportunity there with this empty space. And I think this is so, you know, kind of close to how the web developer and web designer mind works, which is like, there's some space, what can I do with it that would be helpful? And you chose to help your community, which I think is very, you know, very commendable. And it sounds like the name kind of rooted with your grandmother and you know, was real special as well. I want to dive deeper into this, but we're going to take a break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company. Distribution to almost every podcast portal. An embeddable player for your website. An ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.FM show hosts. And much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY Podcast System within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. This is your host, David Vogelpohl. I'm interviewing Mary Job about her work in Nigeria and Africa to help underrepresented women and teenagers with technology and other skills, life skills and career skills to help them out. Mary, right before the break, you were talking about kind of your Uwani origin story, where you had this empty space in this office building you were working in, and you decided to help, you know, basically women and teenagers from this space. And you named it after your grandmother, which I thought was really sweet part of that story. But like, what happened? Like, how did you like make that real? How did you decide to start reaching out to people and bringing them in and training them? Like, what was that next step beyond just like seeing the empty room and thinking I could do something with this?
Oh yeah. So the first thing I did was to make flyers and put it out there and tell friends and family, like, you know, if you have daughters that are in high school or that are graduating from high school, bring them down to the orb. I'll teach them how to use computers to empower themselves so that when they go to universities, they know how to do research and how to get information from the web that would help them with their school. So that's what I did. And we had three students to begin with. Yes, we had three students to begin with, and it was fun. And then I had an older student. So even though the mission of Uwani Orb was to focus on women and teenagers and girls, I felt a little bit bad at focusing on just girls, right? So I said, okay, women and teenagers I can handle. So that's how we came to focus on women and teenagers, right? But I never turned anybody away, because I remember I had this 60-something-year-old lecturer who came. He had heard about the orb from a friend, and then he came and said, oh yeah, he was going to be my student, and he learned how to blog for a month, which is fun. So I'm trying to. Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah, it sounds like you're just, you know, you have the empty space. You've got your three students. You're kind of, you know, wanting to help, you know, whoever is kind of raising their hand for the help.
So we started with the digital skills workshops. You know, we actually had a number of people turn up, even from the town here, turn up for classes. I tried to get some of my friends who were in other fields. Like I had a friend come teach photography, smartphone photography. And then in August of that year, we decided, okay, so why not do a teenagers camp? And that was actually our first teenagers camp. I think we had like eight students, seven or eight of them, both boys and girls, who signed up for the teenage camp. And they were coming from outside, right? They were coming from outside. And then the next year, we had our second camp, and we decided to camp everybody on the premises with the hotel sponsoring the rooms. We decided to camp everybody on the premises. And well, the rest of it is history. We've had a series of events. We've had a women's tech boot camp for older women who are working. We've had the teenager summer camp, the first, second, and the third time this year. This year, we had about 28 kids. Yeah, 28 teens. It was a lot of work, but it was worth it.
Why did you decide to follow this path with Yuwani, with that open space you found in the office building, or open room you found in the office building? Like, why this? I mean, I get, obviously, like, you're doing very good work. I'm just curious, like, what was your motivation for pursuing this versus other things you might have considered?
Yes. So that is actually very funny too. So if you know Nigeria very well, you would know Lagos. Lagos is like the center of everything. I mean, there are two other big cities, two or three, but Lagos takes the icing on the cake. You know, there is nothing you want that you can't get in Lagos City, right? And there are so many orbs in Lagos, like so many of them, every corner. And then there was this time Mark Zuckerberg came to Nigeria, you know, that spawned also creation of like orbs. People had like digital orbs or mechanical orbs, the ones you call maker spaces, you know.
Sure.
But these orbs were only focused on the big cities, which is fine. I mean, I could understand the business implication of taking your orb to a city where it's, you know, it's like new, it's not new, but it's like people don't see the value in it until you show them the value of being a part of the orb computer orb community. So for me, it was, the decision was, okay, yeah, so we don't have an orb here. So it means that even though our kids are going to school, because I have a daughter, and when she comes home and I ask her, so how often do they teach you computer? And she says, oh, they have a computer room, but they're only allowed to use it like once in a month. They don't even use it. They just like look at it, you know. And I was always curious, like, your school is supposed to be a private school and you're not even using computers, right? You're not learning how it works. So imagine what happens in the public schools. That most likely don't have computers. I mean, the state of the classrooms tells you that they don't have computers. So that was also why before COVID, the year before that, we did a lot of outreaches. We went to different schools to try and talk to girls and students in the school to try and get, you know, get their interest piqued in digital skills and how it could be of help to them in their educational career. So for me, the decision was simply, there are no hubs in this village, although people from here would argue and say it's a town. I like to call it a village, so they should forgive me for that. There are no hubs in this town. You know, that for me was like the reason why I set it up. Like, I wanted to do something that people weren't doing, or people weren't doing for the community, right? So okay, let's set up the orb in a village and call it a village orb, you know, and because people from here also need to be exposed to those technologies. Not like they're not exposed to it. I mean, they know WhatsApp, they know Facebook from the outreaches we did, but do they really know what it means to be digitally skilled and how it can help empower their lives? That's what we wanted to do differently here.
That's fantastic. It sounds like, you know, you're filling a need there. You kind of made the point that in Lagos, and I probably pronounced that incorrectly, so sorry, Mary. But there's more access to these hubs, but where you're from, there wasn't. And so in your community, there was a need, but it also sounds like you had that personal connection. Like you've named it after the grandmother you never met, of course, but then you also have this connection to your daughter and, you know, I'm guessing making sure that her and her friends and the others in the community have access to this type of training and computing computers and skills and things like that. Would you say that's fair to say, Mary?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, awesome. So I know that you were awarded some funding from the Yost Diversity Fund. Congratulations for that. And a hat tip for me to the Yost team for running that. But what did you do with that funding? How did you help people? What did you do?
Okay, yes. So you remember I said we started with a space, with a room. It's a 12 by 12 feet room we started with. As we grew over the years, I realized that we needed a much bigger space because right now, for instance, we only have 8 workstations in the computer room. And we had funding from an organization in the past, Web Foundation, they sponsored the outreaches we had before COVID, right? For 7 months straight, and also the purchase of 3 computers. So what I wanted was a computer room where we had like 30 workstations, and that of course would not be possible in the space that we had. So I started thinking we need a bigger space. Of course, my parents were more than willing to give us a space on the compound to actually put up a building that we would call our hub. In the future, hopefully by January, we would open, right? So I was eager to turn that space into, you know, like a big hub where we have room filled with computers upstairs and a maker space downstairs. So I started raising money for that. And what I really wanted was a summer camp this year to be held in the new hub, right? But we couldn't make that happen. So when I applied for the Yost Diversity Fund and the center were going to fund the summer camp this year, right? So we used the funding to fund the event, the summer camp that we had this year. All the kids were camped on the premises, the facilitators rotated, it took turns and weeks. They were also camped, feeding, accommodation, everything was all sponsored and paid for here. Because I had some parents who wanted their kids to come from town, like some of the kids from my daughter's school, the parents, but I explained to them why that was not a good idea, because I mean, with COVID and all, it wouldn't be nice to have the kids come and go. And then every day I worry in the morning, have they gotten to their house at the back, you know?
Well, that's fantastic. I'm glad you were able to put those funds to good use and allow the kids there to attend the camp sponsored. That's fantastic. The opportunity there. And I'm glad that you were able to put those funds to good use. I am very curious though about like how WordPress plays a role in your workshops and in the way you support your community. But we're going to take our last break and we'll be right back.
Time to plug into a commercial break. Stay tuned for more Press This in just a moment. Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com. Let's press forward with more Press This, only on webmasterradio.fm.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Press This, the WordPress community podcast on WMR. We're in the middle of our episode learning about how women and teenagers in Africa are using WordPress to thrive. And joining us for that conversation is Mary Jobe. Mary, right before the break, you were telling us a little bit about how you're able to leverage the funds you receive from the Yost Diversity Fund to hold essentially a free camp for kids this summer. And I think that that's fantastic. Now, we've talked generally about Iwani, and just curious, though, about the WordPress parts. How does your WordPress play a role in what you do at Iwani Hub?
It was a challenge trying to focus on a specific training, because then when we would get feedbacks from parents, you know, they say, oh, no, I want my kids to learn robotics. I want my kids to learn programming. So in the initial stages, we were stretching ourselves a lot team because we were trying to be able to please our parents. But then this year we decided, how about we teach what we're actually good at? Digital skills, yes, we have to teach that because you need the foundation. WordPress, we're good at that. If it is WordPress publishing, WordPress design, WordPress development, we are good at that. So how about we focus on that? So this year we decided to focus on digital skills and WordPress. Three things, actually: digital skills, WordPress, and entrepreneurship, right? So the idea was you get the foundation, you get the WordPress skills, and then you learn the entrepreneurial skills so that you're able to, for older people, they're able to market whatever skills they have learned from us. So we decided we're focusing on WordPress. I mean, I could teach WordPress in my sleep. And I have, thankfully, I have a lot of people in the community who are more than willing to come to our org, because most of our facilitators have come from Lagos. In fact, all of them come from Lagos, Ibadan, and other cities, right? And that's where most of the people who come to take our workshops at the camp, at the boot camp, they come from these cities. And we, thanks to the community, we have access to those people, and we're able to build a relationship with them enough for them to show up when we need them to take a WordPress class. So I don't actually have to take the class all the time, which is great, especially the development class. So with your sponsoring this year's camp, it was a very good. So previously, before now, a Namecheap, that is EasyWP, also reached out and said they wanted to sponsor our participants with free blogs. That was the first year we had the camp. And I remember telling them then that it'll be difficult for the kids to be able to maintain those blogs right after the camp, because they're just new to digital skills and new to this technology. So instead, we created a class blog, which we'll be maintaining, which for everybody that passes through our events, including the teenagers, they publish their story on our class blog. But this year, we realized that from last year's camp, a lot of them already had blogs. And I was happy that quite a number of them actually maintained their blogs. Well, my daughter maintained her blog, even if, you know, she was hesitant to write posters. But I made sure she maintained her blog and she published posts often about her experiences. So this year we said, let's go deeper and teach them WordPress design. And that's what we're doing going forward. Right? We're focusing, so we have this, what I call a vision 2030 WordPress goals. So my desire now, our desire at the org, is to be able to teach by 2030, teach 5,000 women and teenagers WordPress. But more importantly, this is the part that I'm most concerned about, is also at the same time encouraging those people to actively contribute back to the software. Because if you look at the contribution chart for people who contribute to WordPress, if you look at the charts globally, you would see that from our region here, from our continent and our individual countries, that number isn't quite high. It's the number is not high at all. For instance, if you go to the local languages of Nigeria and make the WordPress.org process translate, you'll find that our languages have been translated like 0%. Which is why we're saying, let's focus on WordPress. You know, we'll do digital skills, which is the foundation, but let's focus on WordPress, because WordPress actually has a lot of, you know, career options within it. It's not just about blogging. It's not just development. You have documentation, you have polyglots. You know, these are all places that can be explored. You have testing. These are all aspects that can be built into a career. So this is why we're focusing on WordPress going forward. And yeah.
Mary, that sounds wonderful. It sounds like you settled on teaching folks the skills that you knew well, Which I think is a wonderful way to give back. And then I really love the fact that you're teaching the kind of philosophy of contribution and giving back to your students to kind of carry that forward. And it's really commendable, particularly from the polyglot scenario, and just having, you know, a more diverse body of folks contributing to WordPress worldwide. Well, I wish I had more time to like go deeper into this, but this was really interesting. Thank you so much for joining us today, Mary.
It was perfect, but thank you for having me on the show.
Of course, of course. If those listening would like to learn more about what Mary's up to, or even to contribute, I did, by the way, you can visit Uwani.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Uwani.org, UWANI.org. And that's the site you can go to visit, to check out what more of what Mary's up to, but also to contribute. Thanks everyone for listening to Press This, the WordPress Community Podcast on WMR. Again, this has been your host, David Vogelpohl. I support the WordPress community through my role at WP Engine, and I love to bring the best of the community to you here every week on Press This.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.